Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I am continuing a series that I started yesterday talking about how to find God's will. And actually, this is going to be kind of a protracted teaching. I'm going to teach on how to find God's will, how to follow God's will, and how to fulfill God's will. And actually, the materials that we'll be offering, the CDs, come from three different Gospel Truth seminars that we held. We held one in Orlando where I taught about how to find God's will, and then one in Atlanta where I talked about how to follow God's will, and one in Chicago where I talked about how to fulfill God's will. And each one of these are very important. You can find out what God's will for your life is and have a general direction, but then that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be fulfilled. You have to follow what God has told you, and there is a right and a wrong way. And I tell you, our own way of thinking, leaning under our own understanding, gets in the way of us fulfilling God's will. And there's just so much that God has shown me. I really consider this an area of strength in my life. I'm not saying that I've arrived. I'm still in the process of seeking God, and there's still things that God is revealing to me. I haven't arrived, but I've left. But I can tell you that this is one of the things in my life that has made a huge difference. I found God's will for my life at 18 years of age, and because of that, it has totally changed the whole course of my life. God pointed me in a direction that was certainly different than what I had intended to go. And everything that has happened in my life that is good basically has come from finding God's will for my life. Now, yesterday I gave quite a bit of introduction to this, and I know that there's new people that watch every single day and you don't all follow through. That's the reason that I'm really stressing that this is going to be a series. It's a progression. I encourage you to please get the materials. Our announcer will give you information at the end of the program. But this is essential. You cannot fulfill God's will accidentally. It doesn't sovereignly come to pass. Fate doesn't just control us like a pawn in a chess game and things come to pass. You have to seek and pursue God to find His will, and then once you find out what His purpose is, you have to follow it. You have to fulfill what God has put in your heart, and it just takes effort. This was something that'll keep you busy for the rest of your life. But I want to start here and make this point. And this is radical because this is contrary. It's off the page from the way most people think. And I want to make this point that God created you with a purpose. And it's not up to you to just pick and choose and do something or let life just kind of mold you or push you in some direction. And then you take whatever it is that you're doing and say, God, I want this to glorify you. And you ask God to bless your thing. Now, listen to what I'm saying, because this is radical and this is different than most people think. Most people let circumstances, situations, family, finances, who knows, whatever, all of these different things push your life in a certain direction. And then if you really find the Lord and love Him, you say, God, take my life and use it and bless it. And you ask God to bless what you find yourself doing. That is not really the right way to do things. The right way to do it is to find out what God's will for your life is. And if you are following what God has told you to do, you don't ever have to ask for it to be blessed. You don't have to pray for God's anointing or God's provision. If you know that you are moving in the direction that God wants you to do, then there is a supernatural blessing on it. If God tells you to do something, He would be unjust to lead you to do this and not give you the anointing and His power and His provision to get it done. But I really believe that there's a lot of people that are doing their own thing and asking God to bless it, and you just aren't ever going to see your full potential realized when you are doing things your way, doing your own thing, your own way. It's just not going to work. God created you with a purpose. Let me use some scriptures here that I think will make this very clear. In Psalms 139 in verse 14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O Lord, O God, how great is the sum of them. Now that's the King James Version. You know, that's a little bit wordy and out of date. Let me read this to you out of the New International Version. It says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Now, this is a major point. Major point. God had a purpose for you. And even when you were in your mother's womb, God had all of your days, everything that He ordained for your life was already written in His book. Now, you know, I guess there could be some interpretation. Is this literal or is it a figurative statement? I don't know if there's technically a book written where every person, everything that God had ordained for your life and everything that God wanted you to accomplish is written down, and someday our actual experience will be compared with what God had planned for us. I don't know if that's literal or if it's symbolism, but whether it's symbolic or not, the truth remains that God had a purpose and a plan for your life before you were ever born. And it's not up to you to just pick and choose and do whatever you want to do. And somebody might be thinking, well, if God had a purpose and if He already ordained these things, then fate, it's just going to automatically come to pass. I'm going to go through a lot of scriptures as we go through this series for the next few months. I'm going to go through a lot of scriptures and show you, and you will clearly see in the Bible that God planned this for a person, and yet this person had complete freedom to go against God's will. And I'll show you many examples, such as Saul, such as David. There's just multiple examples in the Word of God of people that did not fulfill God's will, who stopped God's plan from coming to pass in their life. When it says that these things were ordained, that doesn't mean that it's predestined, that it's predetermined, that you have nothing that you can do, that you're automatically going to fulfill it. Now, see, if you take that approach and if you just have this fatalistic attitude to think that, well, whatever God's will for my life will be, fate will just make it come to pass. If you believe that, then you're going to have to look at every person who is a cocaine addict, every person who's a drug addict, every person who's a sexual addict, every person who is a drunk, every person who's a failure, every person who kills themselves, and on you could go with all of these tragic things that happen. If God just sovereignly, supernaturally makes His plan for your life come to pass, then you're going to have to blame God for all of the prostitutes and for all of the suicides and for all of the terrible things that are happening and say that this must have been God's will for them. Obviously, for anybody who uses their head for anything besides a hat rack, you would be able to come up with the conclusion that no, God did not determine and predetermine these terrible, tragic things that happen in people's lives. God's will does not automatically come to pass. So this is not saying that God has just predetermined your life and everything is going to go as God plans. No, but God has a pre-planned purpose for your life. But you have complete control over yourself, whether you follow God's will or whether you do things your own way or even whether you follow Satan's plan for your life. I believe that there's three things. God has a plan for your life and is trying to influence you. Satan has a plan for your life, which is destruction, to steal, kill, and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. But that doesn't automatically come to pass. And then, you know what? We can just get in and do our own thing. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You cannot just do your own thing and ask God to bless it. God has a purpose for your life. Satan is out to destroy you, but then there's you. You've got to surrender your will to God, and you've got to quit following just your own understanding. God has a purpose. And these verses, to me, this is so powerful to think that I am not a mistake. Whether my parents knew I was coming, whether they planned me. You know, some of you were probably born and told by your parents that they didn't want you, that you were a surprise. And some people live their entire life thinking that they aren't wanted. But God planned you. I don't care how you arrived here. These scriptures, and I'm going to be using others, but this one in Psalms 139 is so powerful that before you even were formed in your mother's belly, before you came forth out of the womb, God had already ordained a plan for your life. And God has a purpose for you. And it's not going to just automatically come to pass. You have to pursue God to find out what His purpose for your life is. You know, that is encouraging and discouraging at the same time. If you are young, this is really encouraging to think that God has a purpose and plan. But then also, if you are old and if you have been doing your own thing and if you've gone for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years or whatever, and all of a sudden you're coming to this realization that maybe you missed what God intended your entire life to be about, did you know that that can terrify some people? That can hurt you. And I'm not going to get into it this week. I'm going to be establishing some other things. But next week, I'm going to actually teach on it's never too late. And I'm going to show you scriptural examples of people that did not follow God's will and yet in the end of their life turned around. And God did things through them that were so supernatural, it's hard to imagine how it could have been any better if they would have responded when they're young. So I know some of you are bothered by this. And there's some people that don't want to confront that maybe you have spent 20 or 30 or 50 or 60 years missing God's will, and that you just don't like to consider that. And so you just shove this to the side. You put it off thinking, well, I don't even want to consider that. I couldn't bear it to think that I've spent the majority of my life doing my own thing and that I wasn't following God. And so there's some people that this isn't going to bless you, but sometimes you got to be terrified before you can be edified. Sometimes you got to realize what the problem is before you can fix it. I'm telling you, based on this scripture, I'm going to be using others, but this is just as clear as it can be that before you came forth out of your mother's womb, God had already ordained certain things to be in your life, and He wants to accomplish certain things through you. Did you know that your sex, whether you are male or female, was ordained by God, and God had a purpose in making you a male or a female? And then the color of your skin, the time that you are born here in history, your talents and abilities, your giftings, your natural tendencies, all of these things were put together by God to make you so that you could accomplish what that purpose is for your life. And you know, in a sense, some of you may have to think a little bit to understand what I'm saying here. But in a sense, people who are really gifted and have great talents and that they can just do anything, I pity those people. Because you know what? That means that on their own, they can go out and maybe become a success. Maybe they can make a lot of money and they can do things and they don't have to depend upon God. But you know, if you're a person like, I never was the worst at anything, but I never was the best at anything. I was just average in everything we did, in everything I did as I was growing up. And in a sense, because of that, I just had this sense that, God, I need to know Your will for my life.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special update with Andrew. We'll return you to the teaching in just a few minutes.
I want to give you a quick update on our project here in Woodland Park. We've called it the Sanctuary, which that word means a place dedicated to the glory of God, and that's what this place is. And we're in the process of moving out here. We purchased this 157 acres
in September of 2009. And since then, we've been going through permit process.
Okay, so we right now are in the lodge, and it's located right about here. It's not marked on this map. And we're going to come out this road right here, this little single line. This is proposed roads that the builders have in here, but this little single dotted line is the existing dirt road that we have. And we're going to come out here and take this little dirt line right here, this little single line, and go by the pond. We're going to build a pavilion out here on the pond for staff and students to use as like a break area and also our summer get-togethers and things. As you can see, we've gotten some equipment. This is a skid loader that we bought, and we've been doing a lot of work with that. This equipment, this backhoe and stuff over on the left-hand side, a man from Arizona donated that to us, and that is an industrial heavy-duty. It's a very big one, and that thing, I'm not sure the exact price, but I know it was over $30,000 that piece of equipment cost, and that's been donated to us, and that's a real blessing. And starting from about right where we are right now, this will be the back side of our auditorium, and then from here all the way up over this little hill will be the auditorium portion of our new facility, and this is the view that we will have. The whole southern side of this building is going to be glass, and it's going to be about three stories of glass, and it'll run the entire length of the south side facing Pikes Peak. And also this gets southern exposure. So as far as environmentally or as far as the utilities, this is going to be tremendous because we are going to take all of this solar heat and use it to heat the building. It'll be really a great thing. So that auditorium will reach up to just about this spot right here. And this auditorium will go from here back. And then there will be a connector right here that goes over. And in this area and down overlooking this pond will be where we have that dining hall, what I'm calling the barn. And it will start from here, and it will extend down towards those trees, but it'll be out overlooking the lake and, again, have this entire view. So it is going to be a beautiful, beautiful place. See, this is our building site, and as you can see, there is a housing addition over here that you can see approximately maybe half a dozen houses. And back to the east down here is where Highway 24 comes through, but you can't see it. That one road that you can see far off in the distance is actually an access road that comes into Highway 24 that leads up to another housing addition. But from the highway or from this Trout Creek Road that goes back through the forest, neither one of them, you can't see this from here. So this will be totally hidden from the highway. People won't even know what's here, unless they were to come in here and actually see it. It's going to be awesome. And we are now in the process of going through all of the permits, all of these processes, and we hope that in the summer, probably at least before August of 2010, we'll be able to start putting in the roads and putting in the infrastructure, the utilities, electrical, water, sewage, all of these things, and give access to the building site so that we can begin the excavation and the actual building process in 2011. This first portion that we're doing, we're calling paving the way. That's our architectural fees, putting in the roads, the utilities, all of this infrastructure, and it's going to be around $3 million to $3.5 million just to get this first phase done. And we've had about $1 million of that come in, and so I just wanted to thank those of you who have been behind that, and we believe that we're right on target. We'll be able to get this first phase, paving the way, done before the end of 2011, and then in the beginning of 2011, we'll actually begin the excavation and all the building process. So I want to thank those of you who've been a part of this,
and who are a part of our foundation builders. We are building buildings, but primarily we're building lives changed by the power of God that are going to go out and make a difference in this world, and you are a part of it. So thank you very much.
We now return you to Andrew's teaching, How to Find God's Will.
Even if you're a person that has great talents and abilities, even if you could succeed, if you could become good financially, if you could become a leader in the community and stuff just by your own natural talents and ability, you still only have one chance of reaching your full potential, and that's to use those talents and abilities for the purpose that God ordained before you were even born. And you might gain approval from men. You might make a lot of money. You might live in a nice house. You might have your needs met. But it's not going to fulfill that void that's in your heart. You aren't going to get the sense of satisfaction and peace and contentment that God intends you to have until you start using all of your resources, your talents and abilities to accomplish the purpose that God has for your life. Whether you realize it or not, this is not a dress rehearsal. I mean, this is the real deal. Some of you are just getting up and going to work, coming home, watching TV, going to bed, get up, go to work. You take a vacation once a year. You're just following the one in front of you. It's like, I've had horses most of my life. And I enjoyed my personal horses because they were half wild and you could get them to run and do things. But when you go to one of these places and you rent a horse, those horses have done the same thing every day for so long. They just kind of put their nuzzle right in the rear of the horse in front of them and just follow along this herd instinct. I hate that kind of thing. I hate to just sit on a horse and ride it, you couldn't get it off the path. You couldn't get it to run. You can't get it to do anything. It's just plodding along in the same path it's been going on for years with its nose right in the rear of the horse in front of them. You know what? I'm saying this in love. I'm trying to shock people out of things, but there are some of you that, in a sense, that's exactly what you are doing. You're just following the same thing that maybe your parents did or maybe somebody else has done, and there's no fulfillment, there's no satisfaction. You don't feel like that God has a purpose for your life. You aren't being led by God. It's not the dreams in your heart that's directing you. You've let circumstances just pour you into the mold of this world. And I'm telling you, if you aren't the lead horse, the scenery is never going to change. Amen. If you aren't the lead dog in a sled team, you are never going to see any different scenery. God has a unique purpose for you, every one of you. Every one of you were created and designed by God, and God has something more for you than what most people are experiencing. You know, there was a man, I'm not going to quote his name because I get it confused, and I'm not sure that I always quote this right. I'm not going to attribute it to the person, but I heard a man say that if you want to find the place on the earth that has the most potential, where would you look? And you know, most people would think, well, maybe you go to a university, maybe you go to some of these think tanks, maybe you go to some of these big corporations and their board and all of their resources, or you know, just people could have a lot of different opinions about where is the most potential on the earth. And this guy went on to say, it's in a graveyard. Because most people took their potential with them to the grave. They never released it. They never realized their full potential. And you know what? I don't want that for you. I don't want that for the earth, for the kingdom of God. Many of you watching this program right now, you have a God-given potential. There is a God-ordained plan for your life, and every gift, every talent, your color, your sex, the time that you're born, the nation that you are in, everything about you was ordained by God with a purpose in mind, and many of you aren't realizing this, and you aren't reaching your full potential, and not only are you not blessed, but people around you are suffering because you haven't released this God potential. God has placed miracles on the inside of you for other people that you will encounter in your life, and many of you haven't released and haven't developed those miracles. We're just plodding through life, I'm telling you, life is more than just making a living, more than just getting a nice house and car and having a family and kids and things like that. There is a purpose for your life, and you need to know what it is before you can fulfill it. And so, again, I refer you to this scripture in Psalms 139. You ought to go study this today and really meditate on it, that before you were born, while you were still in your mother's womb, God had already written out all of your parts and also every work that He ordained for your entire life. Everything that He is wanting to accomplish through your entire life was written down and recorded before you were born. Now, it isn't going to come to pass automatically. God gives you total freedom of choice, but there is a plan for your life. And it is your responsibility to discover that plan. God wants to reveal it to you. He will help you, but you know what? You have to cooperate. And that's what this whole series is about. This is what I'm teaching on, and I think that this is going to make a difference in your life. Now, I have a lot of materials on this, and I encourage you to listen to our announcer. He's going to give you information about how you can get all of this teaching that I have on how to find, how to follow, and how to fulfill God's will. And so please listen. Please call or write and get these materials. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This series is also available on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. You can receive it for a gift of any amount when you write or call. Or you can get today's teaching as part of the God's Will package, which includes three albums: How to Find God's Will, How to Follow God's Will, and How to Fulfill God's Will. As a bonus, the package includes the Destiny Stories DVD, highlighting four stories of people whose lives were transformed as they pursued God's will for their lives. The entire package has a catalog value of $120. But Andrew considers this teaching so important, he'd like to get it to as many people as possible. Therefore, he's offering it to you for a gift of just $75 or more. Remember to specify the CD or DVD package when you order. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled Everyone Has a Destiny, free of charge. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled God Wants You Well for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.